All right, so this last week has been absolutely ridiculous. It's been this massive witch hunt to figure out who Becky with the good hair is, and now everybody hates Jay-Z. There's been the albums from Prince and Beyonce completely tearing apart the Billboard Hot 100. And there's new music from Zedd, Kesha, Calvin Harris, Rihanna, Blink-182, and much, much more. I'm P. Kelly, and welcome to Char Watch. All right, so the first single we want to talk about is new music from Zedd and Kesha. It's Kesha's first new single in 3 years because she's had this legal battle with her label Sony against Dr. Luke. It's been a huge mess. Well, this is the first new single from her, and it's actually a song from Zedd's current album, remixed with the exact same title, True Colors. This song has got a lot of positive feedback from critics, but it's not doing so hot in the charts, and honestly, if it does anything, it's going to take a long time for it to get there. Next up, brand new music from Blink-182. I can't believe Blink actually has new music out. This is the first new single in years, and it's also the first one without Tom, who is one of the founding members of the band as well. They have a new album coming out on July 1st called California, and this song sounds so much like older Blink that the new album should be really, really good. And finally, the one I'm most excited about, this is brand new music from Calvin Harris and Rihanna together again for the first time since 2011's We Found Love. And we all know how well that song did. It was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for the longest time, and Rihanna's longest number one she's had in her career. Well, this song, it's not as good as We Found Love, but it's going to do super well on the chart because it's got a great beat, it's not too intense, but it's not too soft either. So it's going to appeal to a lot of people. It's very catchy, and we'll check it out on the iTunes chart. It's already doing super well on that, too. All right, so on to the Billboard charts. These are the biggest movers of the week. So Prince has a bunch of songs which moved up the chart. He's got two in the top 10, but the biggest mover was Let's Go Crazy, jumping 14 positions up to number 25. On contrast, Pink has having a few issues here. She dropped down 33 positions from her debut down to 75 on the chart. This song's definitely going to make its way back up because it's getting a lot of airplay. It's getting a lot of positive feedback in terms of people who are listening on the different charts. So this song is going to rebound, but down 33 is a huge drop, a lot more than I thought I was going to do. The biggest debut this week, well, I could have called this pretty easily, Beyonce is obviously going to have the biggest debut, up to number 10 on the chart with Formation. Formation was the first song that came out. It came out actually a few months ago. But for this song to be at number 10, it's kind of surprising because when this song came out and the entire time it's been out, it's got a decent amount of radio airplay. It hasn't charted once. This is the first time that Formation has actually been on the Billboard Hot 100. And finally, the longest running song on the chart, Shawn Mendes with Stitches, down 15, down to 45 on the chart. But we'll see if it can hang on to be here 1 year on the chart. It's almost there. A few more weeks until it's been on the chart for one full year. All right, onto the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100. At number 10, as we just mentioned, it's Beyonce with Formation. Now, Beyonce has 12 songs in the Billboard Hot 100. This sets a record for the most songs by a female artist in the top 10, beating Taylor Swift's record with 11 songs. So 12 songs in the top 100 from Beyonce. It's insane for any album, especially this one coming out with Lemonade. At number 8, Prince moves up 12 positions. He has two songs in the top 10. When Doves Cry comes in at number 8, we'll go into the other one in just a minute. But I want to take a look at number 6 here. Work by Rihanna and Drake. This song was number 1 even just a few weeks ago and is dropping like crazy, down another 2 positions, down to number 6 on the chart. Next week, it could rebound to 5 once Prince comes out of the top 5. But this song is probably going to keep its way going down because it's already hit its peak and it's slowly making its way down the chart. Now in the top 5, we have a few interesting ones here. Purple Rain, of course, number 4 is the major one. But the one I want to talk about is number 2. One Dance by Drake. We knew it was going to go up. This was my prediction to be number 1 this week, but Panda just squeaked it out and it was real tight between number 1 and number 2 this week. Next week, based on what I'm seeing on the charts, there's no way that One Dance will not be number 1 next week. I'm willing to put a lot of money on it. One Dance will be number 1 next week. Now, to the rest of the Hot 100, there's a couple songs I want to make sure that I brought up because there's some interesting things with these too. For example, Cheap Thrills, there's two big things about this song. First off, if you look at the Shazam charts across the world, not just the US ones, but across the world, it's number one on Shazam across every single country. For this song to be at 54 right now, it did drop down a little bit, but you got to factor in that you have a lot of Prince and a lot of Beyonce moved up. Other than that, this song should actually climb up the chart. I wouldn't be surprised to see it in the top 40 even next week, because it's got a lot of push to it. Now, second, they actually did something absolutely brilliant, and I wouldn't be surprised if more people started doing this even if the song isn't a hit. What Sia did was she actually sang the letters of different stations in the song itself and put it out to different stations, the same kind of way that LMFAO did it with the song I'm in Miami, where they had different versions for different cities. The exact same thing with this song for Cheap Thrills. I think it's going to help it out a lot, because if I was a music director still, I would be all about that. I would be like, oh, well, they're going to sing my call letters in the song, and it's a catchy beat, and it's even half decent on the chart. I'm going to put up to a P1, P2, because it's going to get my station a lot more exposure, it's going to get stuck in people's heads, and it's going to be noticeable too. So that song should move up the chart, because it's going to get a lot more radio airplay as we go on. Justin Bieber with Company, pretty big drop, down 33, tied for the biggest drop of the week, down to 91 on the chart. Me, Myself, and I, this song was in the top 10, down to 17. That does have a lot of factors, though, because you have Beyonce moving up, you have Prince moving up, but this song is not going to regain itself. It's not going to go back into the top 10 because it's already hit its peak quite a while back. Number 66 and 71 on the charts are the final two I want to talk about, because these are big gainers, especially factoring in that you have all these Beyonce songs and all these Prince songs. These are huge gainers. Up 8 positions is Ride from 21 Pilots. Stressed Out did super well on the chart. This is the follow-up to that one as well. It should do really well on Alternative, but in terms of top 40, it might not do as hot. But we'll see what happens with this one. And finally, Never Be Like You from Flume and Kai. Up to number 71 on the chart. It is up 1 position only, but this song should do super well too, because this song has a very catchy beat to it and is extremely unique. It's by far the most unique song on the Hot 100 in terms of its style. This song is super similar to Chainsmokers with the different songs they put out recently, especially Roses. It might be a little bit too extreme to get real widespread airplay, but when I first heard the song, it stood out to me and I couldn't stop listening to it on repeat because it's got an extremely catchy hook to it. And as you can hear right now, it's definitely something that you're not used to hearing on the charts. Now onto the media-based charts, which are all based on radio airplay. Not a whole lot has shifted around here. Down 2 positions, number 6 is Cake by the Ocean from DNCE. But the biggest mover right here, number 4 on the chart, Work From Home, Fifth Harmony featuring Ty Dolla $ign, by far the highest Fifth Harmony has ever been on the chart. It could even climb a little bit higher with this kind of momentum, but that's really good for Fifth Harmony to finally crack the top 5 on this chart. And finally, as you can see right there, number 1 on the chart is Zayn with Pillow Talk, who's actually the focus of our 5 facts this week. Alright, so Zayn is a fascinating kind of guy, because he originally started in One Direction, as you know. And then once he left, it went down to a foursome, and now One Direction is split up, even though they're still finishing up their tour across the country. But Zayn's got some really interesting facts about all the stuff he's put together, including he wrote 47 songs for his new album. 47 songs! He only picked 18, though, and that includes the deluxe version. The regular version has 14 to 15, depending on what country you're in. He's the first UK artist to have his debut single debut at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. No other artist from the UK has ever done that before. He's already topped One Direction's highest position on the chart, because One Direction only hit number 2 on the chart, and that was for 1 week as well. He's already hit higher than One Direction ever hit on the chart. He's also, this is one of those facts that you kind of wonder why I'm even bringing up. That's exactly why I'm bringing it up, though. He's the final name in alphabetical order for people who have hit the number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. He beat someone who was back in the 1960s, even. Exactly. Why do you even care? You probably don't. But it's one of those things to keep in mind if you want to bring up a random fact and show people, hey, I know what I'm talking about. That is one of the most random facts you're ever going to hear. And finally, he's one of 3 artists, including Clay Aiken, out of nowhere, who's actually had his debut single and his debut album top both the Billboard Hot 100 and the Billboard 200. Now onto the iTunes Top 10. There's a lot of movement this week because, as you remember last week, 8 of the top 10 songs were all Beyonce songs. There's only 3 in here this week, but there's a lot of shifts going around. As you can see, Sorry drops down